I'm Billy Henry, and this summer, we're offering a special deal to fans of Stardate. You can get year-long subscriptions to our same-day radio podcast and Stardate magazine for a total of just $35, $10 off the regular price. Details at stardate.org, and thank you for your support.
Stardate July 5th. The Sun and the planet Jupiter are the heaviest objects in the solar system, but there's a huge gap in their masses. The Sun is more than 1,000 times heavier. There's a class of objects between those masses. Known as brown dwarfs, they're much heavier than Jupiter, but no more than 7 or 8% of the Sun's mass. A brown dwarf probably forms in the same way as a star, from the collapse of a cloud of gas and dust. The heat of that collapse makes the brown dwarf shine. But a brown dwarf isn't massive enough to fuse hydrogen in its core to make helium, the power source of most true stars. It may briefly fuse a heavy form of hydrogen, but that doesn't produce nearly as much energy. So brown dwarfs are also known as failed stars. The surface of a brown dwarf can be so cool that clouds can form in its upper layers, making it look like a giant planet, such as Jupiter. And despite the name, brown dwarfs aren't really brown. Their color can range from dull orange or red to dark purple to black, a result of the surface temperature and chemistry. The closest brown dwarfs form a binary known as Lumen 16. The system is 6.5 light years away, closer than only two star systems. Even so, it took a special space telescope to discover the pair, faint missing links between true stars and giant planets. Today's program was made possible by Mercer Caverns, located in Calaveras County, in California's historic gold country. More information at mercercaverns.net. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.